Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one, can you believe it? That's Jess McKenna.
And do you believe it? It's Zach Reno.
Believe it, baby. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, on the keys. Can you believe
it? Can you believe it? And wait a second, would you believe it? We got engineer Brett on the fret.
And you're not going to believe it.
Wait, hold.
We've got.
Can you believe this?
Can you believe it?
Would you believe it?
Did you believe it?
Should you believe it?
You should.
You should.
We got producer Dana producing the drums.
As good as they come. And a very happy Paul F. Day.
A very happy Paul F. Day. It's all you. Gotta give credit where it's due to Scott Passarella for a very good name.
Yes. We were like Mary Pomptus?
Mary Pompkins.
Chriskins.
Happy Paul.
And
Paul
I believe Zacqua. He was walking out the door and he goes, may I say Paul F. Days, and we said,
he truly just threw it over his shoulder and then left out of the room in a puff of smoke, as he is wont to do.
Yeah.
But out of the room.
Out of the room. Oh, no, no.
Turned not like puff of smoke, then this puff of smoke went out of the room.
Yes. The puff of smoke can't fly or move through walls or anything. It's just the puff of smoke that had to then wait for the elevator.
It's like the ultimate fate of Pigpen.
Yes.
That he just becomes, yes. he becomes consumed.
That's canon, right?
By his dirt cloud.
Yeah.
That is canon. Charles Schulz left that in his will.
Can you believe it? It's the titular Paul F. Please welcome back to the pod, Paul F. Tompkins.
Can you believe?
Should you believe? Would you believe?
Won't you believe?
Won't you believe?
Don't you believe? Why don't you believe?
Honestly, why don't you believe?
Let's talk about faith.
Yes. Well, I think it would be nice.
Yes.
I think it would be nice.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Do you think that song has been rewritten for Christian purposes?
Talk about faith. Oh, yeah.
Like a Christian camp?
We're going to do our show. I actually feel like I was at a conference where that happened.
A conference?
Yes.
Where they're saying, let's talk about faith, baby. Let's talk about it, JC.
No. I think it was, are you talking about literally faith?
I'm talking about George Michael's faith.
Yeah, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. Sometimes don't touch your body.
Sometimes. Sometimes don't touch. Sometimes
if you're
do.
If you're washing yourself, taking a bath,
go ahead.
Fine. Shaking hands,
shaking good. Hands.
Fine.
Touch your own body.
If you have a splinter in right. your leg, sometimes don't touch your
I
body.
I actually think one time in a hey, let's not masturbate conversation, the song "Relax, Don't Do It" was used.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think it was also used as an anti-abortion song. Really? Don't quote me on that.
How am I supposed to relax?
Relax.
And relax.
Not touch my
It's what relaxes me the most.
It's the only thing that gets me through the day between the years of 13 and, honestly, death.
Shouldn't they let you do it on planes?
Right. Hot take. I mean, let's be real here. Let's be real.
I've fallen over.
Should you
In
be
response
able
to that, I fell over.
You should be able to ask for a blanket.
No, Paul.
Well, no, hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Should be able to ask for a blanket. Crank one out to Paddington 2 or whatever it is they're showing.
Paddington 2!
Well, we can all agree you should be able to masturbate, but you should not be able to watch porn.
I don't agree to either, and wait, are we talking about on planes or in your life?
Obviously on planes.
Which are part of your life?
You shouldn't be able to watch Paddington 2 at home.
Here's what I think it should be. You should get a blanket, you should get like a sort of tent so that you can't see anything moving. Maybe the person's doing it, maybe they're not.
Okay, everyone should exist in a sort of Pandora's flight box of
listen,
exactly.
always masturbating and
if
never
we're all in pods, sure. But the reality is we can't even decide who gets the armrest. So I feel like the proximity is too close.
That has been decided.
It has been the
people
middle
are,
seat.
People are being willfully ignorant.
Yes,
the middle seat gets the
both.
Armrest.
Gets, yeah. both, gets both. For sure.
That's right.
Yes, I know, but there's a lot of people who... They're not doing it.
What about recline or don't recline? Where do you stand on that?
I'm at a point now where I don't recline. Just, but I don't think it's wrong.
I don't, but if you do, I will not begrudge you. If the seats do recline,
yes.
if we don't want them to be able to do that, then yes. don't give the seats that option.
We mustn't let the airlines trick us into cheating ourselves of even a tiny comfort.
Here's what I think.
Did people on the airline tell you not to recline?
No, but,
it's like, they've put the seats so close that now we feel like a moral gray area about seat reclining. Mm. We go now to an airplane high in the sky.
Calculation.
And I can't have a peanut, but that's okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm severely allergic to dogs.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't help but notice there seemed to be a ton of dogs on this flight. So how does this work exactly?
Well, like, these people get to have their dogs, you know,
Excuse me. My 12 Siberian Huskies are trading for the Iditarod, and I have noticed that it is very warm on this plane.
Oh, yeah.
I need them to be ready for the cold, cold temperatures of the Arctic and Antarctic.
Well,
did
I would
say, I'm sorry, did you say 12 Siberian
12
Huskies?
12 Siberian Huskies.
I'm allergic to cold dogs.
Dogs that are cold? They have, like, not warm hearts and their personalities are hard to, like, break through?
Probably some of those fit the description, but dogs that thrive in the cold. Snow dogs, if you will.
Oh, snow dogs. You're not into snow dogs. Well, sir, listen, I can
move
you.
It's not that I'm not into them. It's that I have a deathly allergy.
I understand. Well, I can move you two seats over, and that's about as much as I can do. And, sir,
that's
I would.
That's literally a lateral move.
Well, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry. I can
upgrade all of my dogs to first class and we'll no longer have a problem.
Here's what I'll say. First class is actually less cold than coach.
Where's the coldest part of the plane?
Well, it is actually the cargo where pets used
to
go.
Well, I bought seats for all of them, and we can all agree that that was a bad idea of a place to put animals on a plane.
I can see through the curtain that first class is virtually empty. So
let's put all the dogs up there, and it will be fine.
No, but I'm a people. Can a people go up there?
Well, sir, a people can't just go. I mean, have you ever seen behind the curtain?
No. No, of course not. But
well, I can't just pull it back because any man wants to.
I've only ever seen glimpses and glamps.
I mean, I've imagined what's behind the curtain.
We've all imagined it.
Sure.
What's behind the curtain that separates coach from first?
Coach from first.
Is it the best or is it possibly only the worst?
Could it be the worst?
It's gotta be great or they wouldn't keep hiding it. I wanna be right inside it. I want to see behind the curtain that separates coach from first.
Separates coach from first.
Separates coach from first.
Separates coach from first.
I've heard in first you're greeted with a tall glass of champagne. And first class, the plane will never fly through the rain. And even if the back of the plane is going through the first storm, it's funny. The people up in first class, the weather outside is always sunny. Separates coach from first. Well, what
separates coach from first? Well, we know that it's the curtain that separates coach from first.
Yes,
very literal.
But what's behind the curtain? They all get jelly beans. When I have peanuts, do they have other marvelous things?
I remember hearing a rumor that in the event of a crash, the back of the plane is prevented from piling into first class. How do they do that?
Yes, I have heard that an iron curtain descends right down the middle. So the people in first class have more time to escape, even if that time is really just a little. And that they all have their own parachutes, and that they all get to carry a gun, so that they can really make sure they're fine. Honestly, it sounds so fun to know what separates coach from first.
Ooh, what separates coach from first? What separates coach
separates
from first?
Separate.
It's a curtain. It's a curtain is what separates it. It's just a curtain, and actually you can kind of see through. I'll tell you, they still get meals included, the seats are better, and they never have to pay for entertainment.
Oh, yeah, that still sounds nice. Still sounds
and you get nice. A thick blanket depending on the length of the flight.
I don't
thick
need,
blanket?
I don't need one of those. I need all of my dogs to remain cold.
Okay, well, I'm going to suggest that we put your dogs in the back and just open up all the little vents.
Okay.
We'll just open up all the little vents.
Sure.
The little directional
the little
vents.
At the top, those.
Yeah, just because right now you're in a mix of summer open, summer closed, and that's supposed to be determined by the passenger. It's one of the few areas of autonomy you passengers have left.
I guess that's true.
Boy, oh boy, I could use a break. If only there was somewhere for me to go. But I'm stuck here in this tube. So strange working in a tube.
Oh, you meant like literally off the plane.
Well, I mean,
I mean, you could go to the back of the plane where there's that area where I feel like
your little seat.
Flight attendants are always
yes, we
putting
sit in
together
our little
meals
seats.
And
yes.
sitting in
telling
the,
us we can't be standing
yes.
there.
Then they
and we,
stand up and I'm like, what?
And we read
look
our
like
little
you
books.
Can't stand there.
But you know how hard it is to take a break when your knees are touching the other person you work with?
Oh, I never thought about it from your point of view.
Yes, it's quite difficult.
Tell us about it.
Yes.
But now.
When you would.
Wait, not
yes.
yet.
Now. Okay, go ahead.
How about.
When you
I
would.
Have a, I have, oh.
Okay, yes.
No, forget it. I was thinking something.
Will you remember it at the end, or do you need to say it now?
No. I think it'll come to me. I think you should go with your thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Because I am here to serve you.
No. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
When you work in a tube, just a silver metal tube, dealing all day with folks who are rude. Well, yes, it's fun, and yes, you fly, but you can take a break. No mistake if you try. Even when you break, you all can see my face. And
do you remember
I.
Now?
Oh, did you remember,
do you remember
now?
It was on the. Something about.
That's okay. I feel like she had more to say. I didn't realize.
Did you
I'm
have
sorry.
Some? No, did you have something?
Not enough.
No,
I had
a break in a little seat. Oh, go ahead. Just go ahead. Just go.
If I
oh, you wait. Know, I did have something.
Oh, yes.
I just thought when you were singing just now, I was like, oh, I can see her face no matter where she's taking a break.
Yes.
And so is it really? That was it. That was the only thought I had.
And if I go in the bathroom, I can't take too long. There's already a line for me to waste time would be wrong. So I sit in my little jump seat with my knees and feet tucked so neat. But you, with a look, you can see. See what book I'm reading. When I take a break, you still can see my face.
I think I remembered it.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's no privacy, no curtain between you.
How come not everyone wears hats?
Sure. It's a personal choice depending on hair length. If your hair is too long, it needs to be pinned back. It's a cleanliness issue. But if you have a short chop like me, it's optional.
Oh, okay.
Face!
Attention all passengers. This is your co-pilot speaking. We're about
oh,
to be going.
Oh, not the captain?
I know what you're thinking. This guy, he's not the captain. He's probably just a safety here in case something happens to the captain.
So we at least get the captain.
What's the captain doing? Why is he so busy that he can't get on the intercom and talk about the passengers? Well, yes,
he's
actually.
Be right there, right next to him.
He literally could just lean over and talk into the microphone. The cockpit's not that
you
big.
You think you just overhear him on the microphone?
Well,
so
he's busy flying the plane, and he asked me. He's got a sore throat, so he asked me.
You're doing great, my special guy.
Thanks. He's also my lover. And he asked me if
you
I would.
You do the announcements, my special guy.
Yeah, that's, yeah. No.
I guess we know where's the pants in that relationship.
So I'm a special guy, and I get to do the announcements now. And it's not really a bunch of announcements. It's just one, which is to say that we are going through an area of turbulence, and we're going to need you all to put your seatbelts on. We will turn that sign off as soon as we are free of this turbulence. Oh,
turbulence.
Thank you so much.
Turbulence, I've heard of that. Excuse me, miss?
Yes?
What's turbulence again?
Well, you know...
I'll tell you. When you have 12 dogs and you're racing down a ravine, turbulence is the little rocks underneath that make the sled go pippity-poop.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is it really true?
Yes. What do you mean?
I'm going to ask you one more time. Is that the truth?
Of course. As far as I know it to be the truth, it is.
One of those. I get it.
Well, I think you can extrapolate metaphorically from what...
To what?
I think you can extrapolate metaphorically from what the gentleman's saying. It's very similar. Imagine a boat on the ocean or a dog sled on the snow. There are little things that make it go pippity-pop. In the sky...
Everyone, co-captain again. I just wanted to say...
He's my special co-captain guy.
I just wanted to say that... I could be flying this plane.
Sometimes he is.
Sometimes I do.
He's pretty defensive, this guy.
Because you can't be up here unless you know how to fly the plane.
The thing about
a co-pilot, just a pilot, just a little more to the right. A co-pilot, just a pilot. He could help you with his flight. If you all think you could do so much better, why don't you get up here and try it? But you're not a pilot. And I'm a co-pilot. A co-pilot's just a pilot with a little bit less to do. A co-pilot has pilot skills. Do you have them? No, no, no. I am a co-pilot. Why I wear these pilot wings? I smile in, cause I'm a co-pilot. I train for hours and hours up in this plane. I've got these pilot skills. They're frankly insane. I fly through snow and sleet and also through rain. I'm like a pilot, I'm just not quite the same. A co-pilot is just a pilot who sits in a different chair. A co-pilot is just a pilot. I know how to keep this plane in the air. I can land like Sully on a freeway if I tried it. Cause I am just like a pilot. Also, the turbulence is over now, so we're going to be turning off the seatbelt sign. Feel free to move about the cabin. Thank you.
You excuse me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, listen, don't tell anybody, but, I'm the air marshal.
Oh, well, did you want to tell me? I probably knew it was you already.
What's that? What's this man saying? Is it time for we each get one bag of Doritos now?
No, we're not at that point yet, sir. I'll be coming through with a snack pack.
Sir, you'd better sit down. Just take your seat, sir.
Why is
I'm
that?
A fellow passenger. I'm telling you to sit down.
A fellow passenger? Well, I wouldn't have suspected otherwise.
Don't
why,
me.
Why are you holding your hand where your hip be at?
I have arthritis.
Yes, this gentleman simply has arthritis.
I have arthritis.
What's the big shiny star on your lapel?
I
gave him that because he was a very brave boy.
Can I have a big shiny star?
We only give one to the bravest boy on the plane.
Yeah, I got scared during the chop.
And then he recovered, so I gave him the little star.
Yeah, it doesn't concern you. Why don't you sit down, sir?
All right.
Thank you for telling me your very cool secret. I mean, I knew we had an air marshal, and I was aware of the general region of the plane per there be an emergency, but it's nice to know it's you.
Yeah, I was afraid my big cowboy hat would give it away.
Well, I don't know. I feel like air marshals can come in all...
Excuse me, I've pushed the button.
Sit down, sir.
I'm sitting.
Sit down, sir.
I'm sitting, but I'm pushing.
Can I
sit further down.
I just want to know...
Slouch down in your seat, sir.
Sir, can I tell you, I see the button... For you to point out that the button's been pressed.
I pushed it.
Yeah, that's sort of counterintuitive to
There's
the
a
button.
Light, sir. I know this because I'm a passenger on the plane.
Well, when were all these...
What can I get you, sir?
Well, I would still like my bag of Doritos.
Yes, snacks nervous hasn't begun yet, sir.
Okay, well, do you have the sort of more seasonal flavors or just the Cool Ranch?
Seasonal Dorito flavor? Yeah. What does that even mean?
You know, do they make seasonal
Well, you know flavor? How Lay's sometimes makes new flavors during the Olympics?
Are you asking me about a hypothetical Dorito and if we have it?
I'm asking if you have any exciting new Doritos flavors.
You're asking, does Doritos make a new flavor every 4 years?
That's why I pushed the button, yes, to ask if Doritos has any new flavors,
sir,
that you're aware of and if they have them on this plane.
No, and in fact, on this plane, we don't even have Doritos. We have a Doritos snack mix that also includes pretzels and peanuts and little Twillies.
Are the chips in them Doritos?
Yes, and they're nacho cheese, the most traditional.
If they're not, I will pull this escape ladder.
Sir, The chips and the snack mix are just the tips of the Doritos broken off.
Why are both of your hands at where both of your hips be at? Like you're about
to
quick
have
drop
all
me.
Kinds of arthritis. Oh, I want to perform a passenger's arrest on this guy so bad.
I'm sitting down.
Now look, I don't want to cause you any troubles.
Okay.
I know you got a lot to deal with, but...
Oh, thank you for seeing that, yes.
I need an ally here. There's something I have to tell you.
Oh, okay, wow. I can't believe... I'm getting called up to the big leagues. What a big day for Carolyn. All right.
Speaking of, who's Carolyn?
Me?
Oh, hello.
Sorry, it was just me getting myself amped up a little bit.
My name's Rogert.
Hi, Rogert.
I have something to tell you. I don't know if you're going to believe it.
All right. Try me.
I saw something out on the wing. A crazy creature that looked right at me. He had a furry face and glowing eyes. And when I saw him, I shivered in surprise.
Whoa, whoa, a creature on the wing.
That's right, a creature.
Whoa, whoa, what a frightening thing.
What is he doing out there?
Whoa, a creature on the wing.
What does he want from us?
What a frightening thing. Thank you for telling me. Are you sure what you saw was real? You know, being in the air can cause us to really feel our mortality. Like movies, they often make people cry. Something changes inside of us when we're up in the sky. A creature.
Several tests when I was in Air Marshal School.
School!
They prepped us for the eventuality. We'd see stuff that's not so...
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
When I looked out the window and looking back at me, I realized this thing was not of this earth. I could not believe my eyes.
Oh,
a creature on the wing.
Whoa, whoa, you know it's the real thing. Oh, whoa,
creature on the wing.
What should we do?
of this airline. Is that co-captain ever going to get some respect? 12 dogs on a plane? A man allergic to the dogs? This is a recipe for disaster. Find out what will happen. And when we return to the second half of A Creature on the Wing, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. Welcome back.
When we last left our passenger and our crew, a flight attendant was trying to find her way. A co-pilot was trying to get some respect. And there's a creature on the wing. Find out what happens now when we return to A Creature on the Wing. The musical.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What are you counting?
I'm counting my dogs.
Oh, the dogs again.
Are you doing all right?
Well, my throat's closing up a bit. My eyes are watering.
You moved one seat to the left. What's the problem?
That's all I was allowed to do. What do you mean, what's the problem?
I put the dogs right there. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Could you at least reach up and make the vent move away from me?
Oh, sure. Yes, I'll point it towards the back.
Snack service. Do you think maybe some of the Dorito tips could, like, scrape your throat open?
Is it Dorito time?
I already gave you your bag, sir.
I've forgotten. I'd like another,
sir,
please.
Sit down, sir.
I'll give you another bag only when the entire plane has been serviced. Jeez Louise.
Do you have any, maybe some water would be nice?
Yes, I'll get you some water, even though it's not drink service, okay? I'll do that for you.
Listen.
11. How many did I say I had?
12.
12.
Ooh!
Nothing.
Are you missing a dog?
No.
Are you saying...
Are you missing a dog?
No, I have. I know where they all are.
Wait, this could actually be big for me. Please excuse me for one moment. Actually, sorry. That child needs to be listening to that Paw Patrol.
Beg your pardon?
Yes?
What are you talking to my child about?
They can't have Paw Patrol just blaring from an iPad.
Jeremy! No one tells our child he must listen with headphones.
Jeremy, they're trying to tell our young boy he can't listen to Paw Patrol at full volume.
The very idea of that madam.
But I wish to listen to the tiny Dalmatian at full volume.
My child will listen to Paw Patrol at any volume.
We, the traveling members of the Victorian Opera Company,
the only ones to travel,
cannot be contained to a different volume. We must practice our fortissimo.
Please, I can give you some headphones.
No. Shushing us, what a rude thing to do. Me, may, mamma, moo. That's on you. The lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue. Shushing us is very dumb. Red leather, yellow leather. We can only be loud together.
Give me the grift of the grip top sock. I love the unique New York.
You know you need unique New York. Oh no, I'm out of the company now.
What happened? What happened?
I'm sorry.
This is unprecedented.
Mother, you've messed up the vocal warm-ups, and so you're out of the opera company.
He's learning.
Honestly, I wasn't shushing you. I'm shushing Paw Patrol.
That's
an important distinction.
That's fine then.
Okay, that was interesting. I'm going to have to journal about this day. Hey, I have great news for you.
What is it, Carolyn?
Roger, maybe what you saw in the
wing. Did you come back to bring a second bag of
burritos? Sir, burritos?
Where did you
You're getting a bag of burritos?
What did I say?
It sounded like you said bag of burritos.
Bag of burritos? My, you'd have quite the tummy ache.
It's 100% possible that I said that, but I meant to say a bag of those new flavored Doritos I've
heard
so much about.
Sir, there are no new Doritos. You asked me and I said, even if there are, I don't have them. I have a snack mix.
I remember that conversation a bit differently.
Yeah, you invented these Doritos, sir. I need you to sit down.
Is there a third gun poking out of your shirt pocket?
Who said guns? I have arthritis of the chest.
Roger, excellent news. Perhaps the creature on the wing was a misking Siberian husky.
A what?
Siberian, which is
a
it?
A misking Hiberian husky?
Hey, everyone, it's your co-pilot here. Just as competent as the pilot, just happened to be
special guy. Right.
Love you.
I love you.
I love you so much. We've had a bit of a,
Do you think we say I love you too much?
No, I feel like as long as we are sort of mindful every time we say
it. I just worry.
That it will lose value.
I don't want it to become my hello. I want you to know every time I say it that it has power. You know, I know that words of affirmation are your love language, and I'm more of a quality time person, so.
I'd say get a room, but this is an Emirates. Plain joke.
Maybe we need another thing to say. Like, what's the better? I love you. I love you, but to the max. So we can still say I love you in casual conversation.
How do I say I love you, but I save it for a special time? What could be better than I love you better and fine?
What about I mega love you, or I ultra love you? It doesn't feel right on the tongue.
Oh, what about I maximum love you? Ooh. I to the minute love you. No, I don't think we found the one.
What about love? And we say it that way each time. And it's only for a special day.
So when I say good morning, I love you, my special guy.
Normal.
Because I didn't say it's special, I know you won't cry. You'll know I'm saving it up so I can really fill your cup.
Now when we say that too much, as inevitably we will,
then I'll add some more lulla-loves and lulla-love still.
Maybe we, since we've already got a bunch of L's, we add a bunch of V's.
And that's why I don't complete you, you complete me. I'll say I
so many L's and V's. The only thing left to do is really hone down on the E.
When I say goodbye to this world and kiss you one more time,
and one more time,
that's when I'll say the ultimate love is mine.
There's been a drop in cabin pressure, so make sure all the sort of, none of the windows should open to the outside of the plane. It's a weird thing to say, but make sure all the windows are closed and that nothing that was inside the plane is now outside the plane. We are going to leave that seatbelt sign on, so please remain seated. Thank you so much.
I know he talks a lot and you feel like, boy, get some self-respect. You know, if you don't respect yourself, how are we supposed to respect you? But he is an excellent co-pilot. And
a bit of a doormat, but yeah, you know,
it's like one of those things where it's like we're pals, and I'm like, I wish for him that he had a little bit more.
We're
confidence.
Such good pals. How come I'm only looking at one bag of Doritos?
I wasn't
over here?
Talking
oh, boy,
to
this
you,
guy
sir.
Again.
You are not my pal.
Well, what would I have to do
to be my pal?
To make a friend on stop this asking, godforsaken plane.
Stop asking me about Doritos that may or may not exist.
But they may.
They may, but they don't exist on this plane, sir.
Sir, I'm gonna ask you one last time to sit down.
I'm afraid of that man.
You should be. I'm a fellow passenger.
You keep saying that.
Well, because it's true. And
he's a fellow passenger.
Can't not be true.
And, you know, we're all in this together, so why don't you have a seat? And maybe by the end, you'll be my pal.
Well, you promise?
No, I said maybe.
Well,
maybe implies no promises.
There's no promise in a maybe.
Okay.
Famously.
You promise?
I promise that that's true, okay. That there's no promise in a maybe.
Nobody says, maybe I'll definitely do that. It's either you will or you won't.
And if they do, it's always definitely maybe, which is a Ryan Reynolds film that I watched 4 times on this plane.
What if you're sure that you might do something?
You're sure that you might? Well, that
sure that you might
I'm
do
sure
something.
That I might do that.
Roger, is it all right if I just speak plainly in front of this man? Because I feel like he's going to be here, and we're running out of time.
I suppose you're right, Carolyn. Go right ahead.
What if what was on the wing was just a husky?
What?
What if what was on the wing was just a husky?
A fat grade school boy? Do they still classify clothes that way?
Yeah, they called that with me when I was shopping for clothes. They said, "Oh, this one's a husky.
Oh,
go to the husky section."
No,
for this
I think that's pretty outdated.
It gave me
just
sort
sizing.
Of body image yeah, issues so I carry with me to this day.
That's a shame. Well, you know what? Opening up like that will make me your pal. But also,
talk about opening up. Why don't you open up a bag of Doritos?
There are.
Well, oh, boy. You don't know what friendship is, sir. All you care about is Doritos. Now sit down.
Yes, it's a two-way street. Now, Roger, describe the creature one last time. Are you sure it wasn't white and gray in the shape of a dog?
It was a horrifying beast. I've never seen anything like it. I remember looking out that window and shuddering. What I saw before me had a long black-nosed snout and some pointy ears, and its eyes were different colors all about. It sounded unworldly as it said to me, "Look me in the eye and said, who are you? Why would this monster say he loved me? Oh, you don't even know me, monster. You better shut up. Oh,
that does sound a little intimidating, a little too much too soon, but it also sounded like a husky.
Okay, I'm not real clear on what that is.
I was not on the wing of this plane.
This guy.
In little clothes. I know I might be a little bit husky, but I promise, I suppose, I definitely wasn't on the wing of the plane.
Uh-huh.
So do not blame me. I've been inside asking for Doritos. Isn't that plain to see?
No one was accusing you of being out on the wing.
No, I wasn't, and I think it's odd that you don't know I'm talking about that special breed. I'm talking about a dog. It was a dog on the wing. A dog on the wing. A dog on the wing. Dog on the wing. A dog on the wing.
Together. You've got 11 of them. Surely if you let them out of their seats, they'll find the 12th. It won't be no big deal. Nobody has to know.
Could you get the students for
sure,
me?
Sure, yes, I'll push the button. Excuse me, ma'am, I've pushed the button.
Yes, I see. You know, I wish I could make an announcement. Well, I guess I can. I'll just go over to the flight attendant one. Hello, this is your lead flight attendant speaking, Carolyn. I just want to say that if you press the button for assistance from a flight attendant, you don't also need to shout, "Flight attendant, I've pressed the button." Thank you so much.
Hi, everyone. It's me, the co-pilot. Just so you know, we also have an intercom up here that I can use.
Yes. Tyler, we've heard you on it all day.
Just because, I am allowed to fly the plane, which the flight attendants are not. So just because someone is talking on, a lot of respect for what they do. They're very hardworking people, but I am the co-pilot. I'm not a flight attendant.
Oh,
I just want everyone to know
that. Tyler,
I
can hear that you're sweating. You know, I can tell, like, just chill out.
It's very hot up here. All the air conditioning is going to the back of the plane.
This is your navigator. I'm just tired of being ignored up here.
Oh, yes, he's my other special guy, but because he's my brother, not because he's my lover.
Yeah, this is a real drag to be, first of all, working with your brother, and then also...
Oh, come on.
Just right in the middle of their relationship.
I'm going to turn off the intercom real quick.
Miss, I'm so sorry. My throat is just about all the way closed because of the dog hair.
You know what? This has gone too far.
Could you jam a pen in my throat, please?
No, come with me, sir.
Where
I should have done this a long time ago.
What's that? What? Someone is pulling back the curtain.
How is this possible?
Pulling back the curtain. Pulling back the curtain. Pulling back the curtain.
I can breathe.
You deserve this, yes.
I feel my throat. I haven't breathed this well in years.
I can find you a chair where you can breathe the air. Tell me, sir, how long was your vision starting to blur? I will give you champagne and refer to you by your last name. And hang up coats, and at the end you'll get a ice cream with a chocolate moat up in first class.
Would you like a hot towel?
Up in first class, they can't ignore. Nothing to say no, or oh, you know, there's magic here you can't find in a store.
Magic here. Fine. The peasants, I only serve the rich. I'm not a bitch.
Let me share this whole first glass.
dreamed. It's so beautiful. I feel like I've died and gone to heaven. I haven't, have I?
No, sir, this is all real.
We would never let someone die in first class.
I didn't even know you were on the plane.
I'm the flight attendant for first class. Yes, I don't work with anyone back there. Like, my name's Greg.
Greg gets to serve only these 8 seats, and I serve 160.
We got some dogs today?
Yes, 12. Well, 11. Just another day.
Well, can I tell you my last name so you can call me by it?
I would prefer it if you did, sir. Yes, thank you.
Terplosion.
Terplosion.
That's right.
Mr. Terplosion, my name is Greg, and I'm here to serve your every whim.
Well, could I? I hope it's not too much trouble.
Hold your breath. It gets better.
What?
Up in first class.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Up in first class.
Hold your breath. It gets better.
Now I must go. And now you know the curtain's holding a whole new world from you.
A wondrous place.
For no one back there. See you later, Greg. Roger.
What is it, Kevin?
I'm sure we found that it's the dog, right?
When you said husky.
Yes, I meant the
dog. Did you mean Siberian husky?
That's what I meant.
Ah! Should have known.
I have to confess, I'm very worried about one of my dogs. Are you familiar with the TV show Paw Patrol?
Yes.
It's based off of real dogs. One of them works in a plane. He's one of my dogs, and gosh, I can't keep him on the inside of a plane.
Your dog was the inspiration for one of the Paw Patrol dogs?
One
of
well,
the Paw
I know Patrol. It's not Chase, he's the police dog, and nope. I know it's not Marshall, he's the fire dog.
It's the Air is Force it... Captain dog.
Oh, Sky!
It's Sky, the yes. Air Force Husky
Well, this
Captain.
Is confusing, because there's also a Husky who's a different, who has a different, it's snowmobiles.
Well, I have that one,
I
too.
I mean, that makes sense.
No, yes. I have that one. Which one?
The snowmobile one?
Yes.
I don't remember its name, but I do remember...
Brent, the snowmobile? That's this one. He doesn't get off the plane.
Okay.
He's good on planes.
But you're a plane husky.
Sky is probably outside, probably confessing his love to someone again.
I got two questions.
Sky's a girl.
Hmm?
Sky's a girl.
Oh. You don't even know your own dog, sir. What a terrible dog owner you are.
No, Sky, my dog is a boy.
Oh, I see. They're only based on your
dogs. Oh, they're based. Fair enough. I retract my criticism.
Oh, wait. I checked them all in. Was that the dog Sky Masterson?
That's right. This is my dog, Sky Masterson, Brent, Nathan Detroit.
Henry the horse? Henry
horse, who's a dog.
Nicely, Johnson, the dog.
That's right. You're all just reading their tags.
Yes, they have clear tags.
Frank Sinatra, the dog.
Oh, that's fun.
Are they all accounted for now? How many are we up to? We got Sky Masterson,
Nathan Detroit, Brent.
Oh.
Nicely.
I got the dog right here. His name is Nathan Detroit. That's where that dog is.
12 dogs. You could say I have 12 dogs.
You said you did.
If I said I have 12 dogs, I lied. Because one is outside of the plane and we need to get it back.
His name is Masterson. He's one of the dogs, number one. Then he's got a bunch
really,
of other
really,
dogs.
Can we get this dog back on? I'm so sorry.
Yes.
This is really fun.
What's
I really like
again?
I got the dog right here.
No,
his
we
name
don't.
Is Brent.
No, the problem is the dog is not right here.
Oh, yes. I'm saying these other dogs. I got these dogs
oh,
right
no,
here.
Oh, no. We got Brent right
First
here. And that's incredibly clear. And Whiskey Masters, who drank my beer. Can I get another beer? I'd like to have another beer. Are we getting doubles of things?
Everyone.
I would like another Doritos.
Wait, you just taught me. A vent. There's a seldom used vent. It's underneath the bathroom, in the cargo hold, but sometimes you can access it if you partially flush yourself down the toilet.
But the outside of the plane! Are you saying someone should go through that vent to retrieve the dog? That person would have to have incredible breath support!
Oh.
To hold their breath outside of a plane for so long?
It would have to be someone with a lung capacity like never seen on Earth!
Oh, but
passengers, I couldn't possibly put you in that danger.
Danger? Why, for us, it's another day on the job.
Well, all right.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-to a vent, and onto the outside of the plane. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-into the vent, and onto the outside of the plane. And down, 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 the toilet we go down, out the other side, and then we go around to the plane.
The plane, the plane.
Well, there they go.
They're doing it, and they're doing it beautifully. Oh, there smells so...
Another creature on the wing! There's three of them now!
Oh, Roger, that's the two opera singers with the dog.
The guys that just went?
Yes!
Oh!
So I think you can actually hear them. They sound like they're a little farther away, but they're...
La 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 on the wing. The atmosphere is thin on the wing.
Stop wasting your breath support talking about the wing. Grab the dog and get back. The
dog is very fast and running around.
Oh, gosh, this is not...
I just ate a piece of cloud.
Oh, that's not...
That it's... was my cloud. It was a toy from my son. He's going to be miffed that you ate his cloud.
Oh, Roger, I'm thinking that now this is a bad idea. Oh, Carolyn, you if you want something done right, do it yourself.
Carolyn, wait.
Yes?
This shouldn't be you. Are you sure?
It must be me. Don't you know? A flight attendant never really gets a break. Fa-la-la-la-la-la, down the vent.
I'm only letting you do this because I'm too broad-shouldered to go down the toilet.
You are broad-shouldered,
well,
Roger.
Thank you.
And down, down, down in the toilet. And okay, here we go, passengers. I'm using my very clear hand signals to guide you back to the toilet vent. This way, and this way. Oh, I love you too, Sky.
You just said you loved me! How fickle is your romance?
Okay, singers, you go first, because honestly, you're...
Right, sorry, you won't be able to get back through right now, co-captain speaking. I also know how to get to the outside of the plane, and I just came to tell everyone that I know how to do that, and I'll go back into the plane now.
Tyler, I need you to relax, okay? I need you to love yourself like I love you.
Wait, but if I'm out here on the plane, and you're out here on the plane... Who's... Oh, the navigator.
Yes.
The navigator's
my
fine,
brother.
This is your navigator speaking. I am still in the cockpit, alone for once. Oh, I'm here too. It's me, Alan Terplosion. I got to be in the cockpit.
I'm here. No one was paying attention to
what?
Me.
What? You're
so I
ruining
sort of
my experience.
Sorry, Mr. Terplosion. Oh, wait. This. Yes, I'm sorry. This is for first class members only.
Yes,
I'm
first
Greg.
Class
I'm just
members
going to thrill
only.
You unceremoniously. Okay.
Thank you, Greg. Bye-bye.
Okay. Honestly, I don't know why, Tyler, you came out of the cockpit, and I understand why the pilot followed you because you're a special guy, but I had this handled, you know, front of house, back of house situation. Now, opera singers, you don't think we can get back in?
No!
Well...
We've shut the way behind us on the way out.
Okay, that's a problem. But you know what? I know what we can do.
We assumed it was a suicidal mission.
Oh, that! And you took it on so nobly. Oh, my goodness.
It is the way of opera to throw yourself. Opera's full of death.
That's very magical. All right, listen, I know how to solve this. I'm just going to deploy this slide, and I'm going to hook it up here. I'm going to tie a couple of knots with my shoelaces. Okay, and I'm going to slide us down into the almost never used cargo hold, you know, because everyone flies with their pets. And most people carry on their bags because we charge them. So this is going to be, it's really empty down here.
How's it going down there, Carolyn?
Well, it's all right. It's a lot of cooks in the kitchen, but that's honestly the biggest problem. All right.
I'm here with my guns.
Very helpful, Roger.
I knew it.
You eavesdropper.
All right, opera singers, you go first. Slide on into the hole. All right, and now, Tyler, would you like to go? And I'll go with you.
Yeah, hold my hand.
Hey, this is a little scary, so I'm going to say... I la 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 of you. I didn't do the other one.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. I really want to save
la,
that.
I la 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 of you too.
Great.
And I'm sorry that I'm... So, what's the word? I have such low self-confidence. I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, you need more self-love, more confidence, you know.
Your love helps me have more love for myself.
That's
honestly.
So nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's swing on this rope-tied shoelace, Matt.
And now it's just me and this dog.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
And I love you, dog. You know, it's been quite a day, but it's the little things that make it all worthwhile. Seeing a tiny kid smile when you go down the aisle. It's the little things that make your day fill with ease. Like a little extra thank you and a little extra please. And sometimes that little thing's a dog on a wing barking I love you. Sometimes that little thing's a dog on a wing barking I love you.
I wish you could hear the thoughts of my dog brain. No one can hear me, no matter how hard they train. I'm just a dog with a very minimal capacity for speech. But there's one thing that I can say, and it's really not much of a read. I say, "Hoo!"
So my friend, but he works for me cause I run the Iditarod. But he means so much to me, and now he's back safe and I can sing. And it's much more than a little thing.
Well, here you are, and they're very lovely dogs. And Roger, thank you for all your guidance and for letting me in.
I literally did nothing.
Thank you for that extra new bag of Doritos you gave me.
What's that?
That new bag of Doritos you gave me. The clown-flavored ones. Was these not from you?
Did you say cloud or clown?
N with an N. Are these not from you? If not, I've eaten somebody's clown.
And sometimes looking the other way to ignore.
Clown. Oh, boy.
The end. That was Creature on the Wing. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back. Happy Holif days. Wow.
Holif days, one and all.
Oh, my gosh.
Love to celebrate with you. How does it feel being the central figure?
It's weird.
So we did
100% without your permission and asked you about fully after the fact.
We're like, we have a fully formed idea. You in?
It centers around you, and if you say no,
we'll
it
be
won't
sad.
Happen.
It makes me think of people listening when they hear this idea and they go, every week?
No. No.
Yeah, they're going to love it.
until we...
No.
They're going to love it, and they're also going to do... I'm going to tease her out the thing we're doing at some time in the future that I like to call Oops All Alphabets. Do I know what Oops All Alphabets is yet? Kind of. Have we talked really about how we're going to do it? No.
He's just talking about other themed ideas.
Yeah.
Not like...
Well, right now we're
not
happy,
something I need to be right concerned now we're about. Concerned
don't worry about Oops All Alphabets.
Yeah.
This one is Happy Paul F. Day.
Oops All Alphabets.
Okay, so we are in the holiday season.
Well, we're in the Paul F. Day season. But
well, Paul F. Days is one of the holidays.
Sure is.
Yeah.
So, true.
One of the major holidays celebrated around the world this time of year. And what that means is a lot of people are traveling. Maybe you traveled for Thanksgiving. Maybe you're going to travel.
Maybe you traveled to your couch and back because that's what you do.
Because that's what traveling. You do. That's
you.
Travel.
Maybe you're a basketball player cheats.
And doesn't get caught. That's what
maybe
because that's what you do.
Because that's you. Because that's you. And I do need everyone to know that Scott has his hand over his face.
Scott is done with us. I'm truly amazed that he comes back every week.
This has just been like a test to see how long he'll last.
It's true.
We're testing you every day, Scott. Okay, so
all
we're
of which is to say we're going to do a holiday
do a travel song. Over the freeway and on the road to grandmother's house I go. I am going to her house and there is no snow. Cause I'm from a place in California where it's often warm. And if you come from a snowy state, you often are forlorn.
And then off of the freeway and onto a different road that's not very big. And isn't paved and that is okay. And look, a rural pig. Cause we're by a farm and sound the alarm. This farm is the wrong way. We gotta get back on a different road. Oh, look, a lovely sleigh.
Whoa, we're traveling.
Whoa, we're traveling.
Whoa, we're traveling. Where we go, we don't know.
Down a dirt road and into a ditch, we've hit the road.
We accidentally crashed the car. And grandma is hurt. She's a different grandma. We're going to put our grandmas together. One of them's in her house and one of them's in the car.
Yes, we go. Traveling. Traveling.
She's hurt, but she's fine. That's one grandma. We're going to bring her to the other grandma.
Yep.
It's good. It's perfect.
Over the airport and into the line. Oh, I'm feeling fine. You know what the heck? I got pre-check and TSA Sublime. But oops, I didn't separate my liquids and now they're looking cross. And I wish I hadn't put my shampoo with my floss.
All of my floss is in my shampoo. My teeth and hair are bad. I can't clean either and that's a real blur. And no, I've been had. Cause someone has stole my mink stole. I don't know where it went. And so I'm going back to my house to watch a TV show Rent. Not a TV show, it's a movie. I wish they'd make a TV show of Rent. And I have to remember to call my grandma, who's still recovering from a car crash.
Traveling. I don't know when I get to the point where I decide to send out holiday
it's
cards.
It's a certain kind of person. I'm always very impressed with people that do that.
Okay. Under a tunnel and into the fence, we gotta get out of here. Grandma got so many bills we can't pay them. We're not in the clear. We gotta get out of the hospital before anybody sees and get to our other grandma, and then we'll smash her knees.
Oh, out of the hospital, into the clear. Oh, yes, we're finally free. We traveled into a bunch of bees. But save the bees, we gotta save the bees. This Christmas, save the bees. We gotta
save the bees.
Happy holidays.
No regrets. Every segment is great.
Take care of your
Brett on the fret, choo-choo, yeah. Engineer Brett. Give it up for Scott Bassarella, King of Pianists, yeah. Pianist of Kings.
Long may he tolerate us.
Give it up for Dino Wickens on the Stickens, producing yeah. the drums as good as they come. Thank you, Paul F. Tompkins.
You're welcome.
Anything you want to plug four times in a row?
Sketchfest. I'm doing shows up at Sketchfest. Come see.
San Francisco.
Are you guys going to be there as well?
We're taking this one off. We've been up to SF so often.
More than it's true. We've been there more than we've been to LA.
We're
we
taking
need
a
to
little
give
break.
Some other that's places.
Give them a chance.
Give them a chance. Thank you so much for joining us this holiday season.
Oh, gosh.
From us and ours to you and yours, we just want to say at the end of every
Happy Paul F. Days.
Happy Paul F. Days, as we say at the end of every episode.
That new flavor of... Oh, yes, please.
Get in there.
If you're gonna take a licking, you might as well keep on ticking.
Bye!